James 2 and 18. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." The Book of James Overview: How believers can become faithful doers of his will. "He is a madman," they thought. The four brothers loved their oldest half-brother, but he was, well, different. After he left home, he was always making outrageous claims and statements. He was not trying to fit in and conform to society. Sadly, it wasn't until our half-brother Jesus died and rose again did his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas realize and then believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Even though they had lived with Jesus through all those silent years through which we have no record, even though they had watched him launch his ministry and heard of his miracles, their faith did not form until he arose. After the resurrection, James met with Jesus. He would grow into a dynamic church leader in Jerusalem and write the Book of James. The theme of the Book of James is faith. Faith is at the heart of Christianity, for one can only become a Christian if they have faith in Jesus Christ. Faith is the confident assurance in the character and nature of God without tangible proof. Faith is what pleases God. Faith is a result of belief and action and confidence. Beliefs change when by faith we accept Christ. Our actions and confidence also change because of our faith. We are to actively learn, proactively practice, and confidently apply what the Bible teaches because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. In 5 short chapters, he energetically exposes the common hypocrisies of believers' behaviors everywhere. His message is what a believer has, does, says, feels, and gives. In chapter 1, he begins by addressing the differences between trial and temptation, and then advises us to not only listen, but also do what the Word of God says. In chapter 2, he notes favoritism is a forbidden fruit and points out that genuine faith produces deeds. In chapter 3, he notes the importance of training and taming the tongue, and the importance of applying heavenly wisdom to our daily living. In chapter 4, he highlights that true submission avoids the sins of commission and omission. In the last chapter, he begins by warning the rich, exhorting patience in suffering, and reminding us of the importance of prayer. I recall a story about a man who had to cross a wide river on the ice. He was afraid that it might be too thin, so he began to crawl on his hands and knees in great terror. He decided to evenly distribute his weight on the ice as a logical precaution of falling through the ice. Just as he neared the opposite shore, exhausted from the crawling and worrying, another man glided past him nonchalantly, sitting on a horse-drawn sled loaded with iron. The ice is like our faith. We are to have faith, apply faith, stand on faith, walk in faith, and run ahead in faith. The Book of James challenges us to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ, and not like the man crawling fearfully on the ice with our faith. In these 108 verses, James challenges us with 60 obligations. Using the imagery language and the truths from the Sermon on the Mount, James encourages us to act upon what he taught. James the Just was not just his nickname. It also indicated that faith and works was not just something he talked about. His life was a demonstration of the epistle in action. Questions. Discover: when did you accept Christ? B. How has your faith grown? 2. Develop: in what areas do you have the most faith and the least faith? 3. Demonstrate: cite 5 examples that demonstrate an active application of your faith. B. Was it difficult to think of things that demonstrated your faith? If so, why? C. Does wearing a "What Would Jesus Do?" or a "Jesus Saves" t-shirt demonstrate your faith? Why or why not? please be sure to make comments on the blog with your answers. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again.